No, you're good.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgerman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, our mental health is key to having a healthy and happier life. Unfortunately, when COVID-19 swept through our earth like a devastating volcano, and you know it did, it disrupted so many of our lives. Ever since then, mental health is trending across all our schools. They're talking about it in our homes and in our work. Not surprisingly, anywhere people are talking about mental health. Now, the great news is that Bannon Health Systems provides compassionate primary and behavioral health care to everybody, which is amazing. They treat everyone with dignity, humanness, and respect. Joining us tonight is somebody very, very special within Miami-Dade County and Broward County, Kevin Andrews. He's the Executive Vice President of Integrated Outpatient and Clinical Operations for Bannon Health Systems. Welcome. Welcome, Kevin. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me this evening. Really appreciate it and really welcome the opportunity for the discussion this evening. So thank you.
Thank you. And we want to compliment you here publicly. I want all our viewers to know that you have over 30 years of experience with exemplary leadership when it comes to integrated healthcare. So congratulations, viewers. Go ahead and join me virtually. And let's give Kevin Andrews a huge round of applause because you deserve it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Kevin, tonight, I want to talk about, you know, all the integrated services that Bannon Health Systems provide to the public at large, whether it's children, or youth, or adults, to everybody. And also, I want to touch upon how mental health has impacted our diverse communities thanks to the wrath of COVID-19 and so many other variables. But before we begin, I would like you to tell our viewers a little bit more about yourself. So let's begin by me asking you, what are some of the teachable moments that you have had throughout your lifetime when you were growing up as a kid? What encouraged you to study healthcare, especially in the mental area arena? Talk to us.
Well, it was an interesting journey. And, you know, it's been a long journey, but a good journey. And
thank God.
You know, it started out with my father passed away suddenly when I was five, just about to turn six.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, you know, what I remember, and people always say, you remember this? I go, well, when you lose your father at six, you hold on to everything, right? Memories and that. And I had an amazing family. The support, the love, the caring, they were my strength at
Beautiful.
6 years old. And so my journey is after he passed away, we lived in Chicago and we moved out to the suburbs where my family and grandparents were. And I think about that journey as a child, what that was like, and to have
I can't even fathom that, you know, losing your parent at 6 years old. God bless you.
And you know, having the family that I had who was so supportive were really part of my journey. You know, my grandparents, my mother's first cousins that I called aunts, my cousins that were like my brothers and sisters, and we all lived within blocks of one another. So I had an amazing support system. And, you know, my journey was I was going to be an attorney. That's what I was supposed to do.
Interesting.
And I was supposed to go to Wash U, and I knew I was a wild child and I shouldn't go too far from home. So I decided to go to a university in Chicago near my home. And that journey took me into psychology. I took a psychology class and I was like, this is really cool. I like this. I was a political science major.
Really?
And yeah.
Because you wanted to go into law, so I could understand that.
Right. So I ended up taking psychology one class, a second class, a third class, and I was like, this is it.
You fell in love with it.
So my junior year, I really went into psychology. So I graduated with my undergrad was in psychology, and I stayed at the university. I went to a small private university in the suburbs of Chicago called Concordia, and I got my master's degree in psychology. And where I did my internship, I ended up being a social worker. And I went on for my master's degree in social work right away. And my fortunate part was that I had great mentors at each of the hospitals that I worked at in Chicago, and I kept growing and evolving.
I love
and it was an amazing journey. And, you know, I've gone from being a social worker in a hospital to the journey of developing programs in hospitals and working for large for-profit companies. And so it's been a great journey. And, you know, I've been CEO of a behavioral health hospital and now being a Banyan to really create a model and work with this team to create integration of care. You know,
well, this is really exciting, Kevin, because Banyan Health Systems is making a lot of noise. You guys are doing great stuff for our communities, not only here in Miami-Dade County, but also in Broward County. And after our interview is over, I want all our viewers to, especially the ones that are not here in Florida, because I know that our show goes everywhere. We're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, you know, we're on YouTube, we're on 12 podcasts. So for those that are not residing in Miami-Dade County or in Broward, you know, take Banyan Health System as your model, my friends, and do some research and find out if in your state, if you have Banyan Health System, if you have somebody that's like a Banyan Health System, and if you don't, then, you know, try to create a Banyan Health System because you rock, Kevin. I was reading about what you guys do and it's unbelievable. So tell us, how long has Banyan Health System been in operation? Talk to us.
So Banyan, this is their 52nd year.
Wow, congratulations. That's a long, long time.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's been an evolution for Banyan. You know, they've really created some great programs over the years. And, you know, I think, you know, and I shared with you, you know, I've got some key bullet points that I wanted to go through tonight.
Yes, I want you to.
Because it's pretty extensive. They've done some amazing work from Broward County through Miami-Dade County all the way to the south part of the county. So
that's amazing.
From, you know.
That's huge. So what would you say, before you get into the services, and I know you want some pointers, you want to read some, but what would you say is the mission of Banyan Health Systems?
So, you know, the mission of Banyan is really to be a leader in integrated care, you know.
And you're the leader. I mean, you got the title, Executive Vice President.
It's
the lead of integration care. Yeah.
It's a team.
You're always talking to me about your team, and I really appreciate that. And I'm sure that all our viewers appreciate that because it's all about teamwork, my friends. You know, Dr. King used to say, Kevin, that our loan were 1.0, but with a team effort, with 4.0. Look what he did. He changed legislation from the streets, which is outstanding. So go ahead. So what are some of the pointers that you want to cover?
Well, you know, when I think about the journey and, you know, listen, I'm 5 months at Banyan as of like Monday. And I am so proud to be part of this. When you think about the growth and where we're going and the vision, the mission, and, you know, and so I'm going to go through some of these bullet points.
Please do.
If you don't mind. So
no, please do.
You know, and we said, you know, 52 years Banyan has been in existence. You know, they started out and were known as Spectrum Programs. And it's been innovating and transforming healthcare in Miami and Broward County. It's extensive. And it's been a lot of growth, you know. And so there was a merger with Miami Behavioral Health Center later, which established the first collaboration of substance abuse rehabilitation center with mental health facility in the state of Florida. The primary vision and goals was to treat mental health and substance abuse.
Good, and we need that more than ever. And we're gonna get into that in the next couple of questions, but go ahead, I'm listening. Sounds very interesting.
And they've been leaders in it, you know? And so the programs became the first in South Florida to provide that comprehensive counseling and treatment for families in crisis, you know?
I love it.
And, you know, I think this journey was really about, you know, behavioral health was the core. The mission move to treating the whole person, right?
I love it. So that's like Gestalt psychology, right? Wasn't it the whole? You can't treat the parts without the whole. You can't treat the part without the parts. The whole without the parts. So I remember that through my psychology days. So that's good because you have integrated both behavioral and primary.
Yep. And, you know, I always tell people this, you know, you can't cut people off at the head. And we have so much stigma in our communities, nationally, around mental health. And I've always said, you know what? You don't call a heart attack something else. You don't call a stroke something else. You don't call cancer something else. And we've got to acknowledge mental health, mental illness.
I think we need to acknowledge it more than ever, Kevin, especially, you know, taking the climate of our national situation here. We're dealing with gun violence, and we're going to talk about that shortly.
Yes.
But I am just so happy, and I'm sure that our viewers are very happy that, you know, we're looking at your model, which is Bangin Health Systems, how you have integrated, you know, behavioral health care and primary health care, and one cannot do without the other. Because if our minds are not right, we're going to neglect our health because we're going to forget appointments. We're not even going to make it. We're too depressed to get out of bed. You know, we have a lot of anxiety. So I like your philosophy at Bangin Health Systems, Kevin, because you work with both to make us whole again and to make us great again. Go ahead.
Well, and to your point, Rachel, is that, you know, the core has been behavioral health. But so many individuals with mental health issues have medical conditions. Mm-hmm. And many times, because of the mental health issues, don't manage the medical issues.
That's not good.
You know? And so...
So we can't neglect either one of them. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. And so bringing medical or primary care into behavioral health really brings around the wraparound services for that patient to be able to manage both in a very organized, patient-centered approach.
You know? I love it. And here in Miami-Dade County, you know, we're super excited that you're here. Again, short of being redundant, I want our viewers to, you know, do research on you. You know, go on this website, look at Bangin Health Systems. If you don't have it in your state, if you're not in Florida, then try to see who can do it. But this is the way to go, especially how we're looking at the climate of our nation. Yes. What other pointers do you have that you want to talk about, Bangin? And then we'll move on to a COVID.
Well, and I'll go quickly. And I think, you know, one of the things
you don't have to go quickly. Go ahead.
No, but you know, when you look at the expansiveness of the services, you know, and it's like, you know, as we talk, you know, we've got our 24-hour crisis hotline and our mobile response team, you know, that's ready to respond, you know, like that. For Love any it. Individual having a crisis. So this mobile unit will go out and assess and, you know, really provide treatment right there on the spot and get them into the right place, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you should say that because later on I'm going to be talking with you about mass shootings and violence in general. And so since you mentioned it right now, my friends, I want to ask all our viewers, I want to invite you all to please write down this number, 1-855-BANYAN, B-A-N-Y-A-N. And in case if you're wondering why I'm spelling it out, Kevin, because we're in 12 podcasts as well. Oh, there's a 9. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you, production, for telling me. So it's 1-855-9, be like a boy, A-N-Y-A-N. That's right on the screen. I read it for the everybody that has a podcast and that they cannot see you. But this is very important. I don't want to skip over this. You have a mobile health unit that anybody within Miami-Dade County or Broward, if you will, can call this number because they might feel that they're in a crisis, or somebody that's with that person can call this number because they feel that the person they're with is going through a crisis. And how does that work? Your mobile unit will go out to wherever they're at, talk to
them. Yes. So this mobile unit is primarily Miami-Dade. It does not go to Broward. It's Miami-Dade.
Okay.
But it goes anywhere. And it also, when school's in, we are the only mobile response team in the county. And so we respond to all crises, both in the community, as well as we are available for the schools as well.
No, that's amazing. And you know, like, we're gonna get into mass shootings and all that stuff, But we have to say something. If we see something, we have to say something, my friends. We cannot stay silent. Look what's happening every single day. We're having a lot of violence, whether it's gun violence, knife violence, any kind of violence is not good. So we're super happy that we have your mobile response team available 24/7 from Miami-Dade Countyans. Yes, Kevin, tell us.
And I think, you know, some of the other programs that I just want to quickly mention are, you know, we have a woman's medication-assisted treatment program, which helps women, including pregnant women, in any stage of life who struggle with substance abuse to safely detox.
Wow.
You know, and then we've got our comprehensive health care delivers that integrated care, which we've talked about. We are the central receiving facility. In the city of Miami, we have the crisis stabilization unit, 3850.
I think we also have the crisis and the hotline number. We're going to put it up as well.
Yes.
What we have up now is Bennett Mobile Health Unit, which goes around different places, right? Like I know that you're traveling all around Miami-Dade County and also Broward, right? That one is in Broward too, or just Miami-Dade County?
Dade County. So, and there's some in Broward too, but the primary of that was, is especially with COVID, you know, we go out into the communities and we were doing testing and, you know, really helping to, you know, be a huge part of the whole COVID issue that's been going on. So we've been out in the communities really supporting them as it related to COVID as well.
We love it.
Dr. T, we call her, Dr. Trujillo. She's our chief medical officer and she is the core with CIT or crisis intervention training with the City of Miami Police Department. So she does a lot of training and those are the individuals that tend to respond to those mental health crises out in the community. And I have to tell you, I have actually spent a couple of days out on the road with law enforcement. Those CIT officers, amazing, and how they manage those individuals that are in a mental health crisis. So she is really key to that. And then, you know, and we have the substance abuse rehab, behavioral health residential facilities, you know, in South Florida as well. So, you know, as I said, we're doing substance abuse as well as mental health and then the primary care.
Basically all encompassing. You have everything.
Yes.
You're taking care of all the angles so that we're whole people, so that we don't have issues, right? And if us as individuals, and I'm sure that our viewers will agree, my friends, if us as individuals don't have any issues, if we're taking care of our primary health care, we're taking care of our mental health care, if we have a drug issue, you know, we're visiting Banyan Health System so they could detox us, then we should be building better communities. You want to comment on that?
Absolutely. You know, and that's really been the mission and the goal of Banyan as well, is this is about creating healthier communities. You know, when you think about, look, what we've been through over this past, you know, year, couple years with COVID, we're looking at price increases that we're dealing with, the struggles that people are having to survive on a daily basis, rents in our communities, right? We know that everything has become so expensive that that's having a huge impact on our communities, right?
On anybody. And
absolutely.
You know, I mean, you're right. I mean, I remember when COVID hit, I mean, everybody was concerned about people were losing their jobs. What about all the deaths that we have had to suffer, not only our friends, but some family members, you know, a financial loss. So an isolation, which is a huge problem.
Well, and to your point is that, you know, when we look at the impact that COVID has had, right, isolation, people, the core of what we've seen is anxiety, right?
A lot of it.
Depression, isolation. You know, look, we've talked about the kids, the impact that it had on them, right?
Yes.
Not going to school, losing the socialization, right? Because it's not just about the learning piece, but it's also socialization.
And now we need that. Don't we need that as a psychologist? Don't you think that we need that love and that support and that connection, Kevin?
Absolutely. And that's been one of the biggest struggles is, you know, people have isolated. And, you know, one of the things we talk about is we got to take care of ourselves, right? And so even through the isolation, look, you know what? Think about it. People didn't want to get on buses. People didn't want to get on trains. People didn't want to get on planes. No one was traveling. That isolation.
I'm one of them too. I didn't want to get on an airplane either.
Me too.
And I'm sure that a lot of our viewers can relate to that too. We're all human beings. We're, you know, right. We're concerned.
Well, and you know, I think one of the things we talk about is we have to be mindful about our physical health, you know? So I think about, I've talked to many people. They all used to go to the gym and work out. Well, they stopped, right? We have to
rightfully so.
Right? So right. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to take care of our body. We have to participate in regular, you know, physical activity. Eat healthy. You know, one of the other things that we saw through COVID was an increase in substance use, alcohol and drugs, right? So, you know, one of the things we talk about is the news was also having a huge impact on people watching stuff every day. When we think about, we have now hit over 1 million people that have died, right?
Horrible.
So it's hard. So, you know, we talk about limit screen time, TV. Yeah. Phones,
I'm sure news. That all our viewers, when you said deaths, I'm sure that a lot of our viewers, if not all of them, know someone that died, whether it was a friend, family member, someone close to them that died. I know in our family, someone died too. So it's very, very, very sad what's going on with this COVID. And now that we're really not, but some people are saying that we're in post-pandemic. Obviously, we have 22% positivity rate in Miami-Dade County this month, June, up a whole bunch. We had in April, the positivity rate was 5%. So it's escalating again. So we're not really post-pandemic, but when we go out, right? You go to many meetings, you go to chamber stuff, I go to chamber stuff, I go to a lot of ceremonies. When we go out, a lot of people are not wearing their mask, Kevin. So here's me, who I'm so trying to be so overprotective. I go in, right, to a conference or something, nobody's wearing their mask. I have mine, then all of a sudden I put it away, I sneakily put it away in my purse because I don't want to be awkward. That gives me anxiety. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah. I know a lot of people that are feeling that because, you know, when we look at it and also and what we've seen now, I think this is really interesting. How many people we know that have gotten sick, how many people we know that have gotten COVID. It's not the severity that we had previously.
True.
But, you know, and I talk to doctors all the time and, you know, they talk about the fact that we were wearing masks for so long that, you know, our immunity decreased for things. And it's not even just people getting COVID, it's people getting flus and horrible colds.
Oh my God, you're so right. I'm glad you brought it up. And I'm sure I'm going to talk to our viewers for a second. Viewers, I know that many of you have gotten the flu that Kevin's talking about. And we quickly run, including myself, quickly run to get a PCR test, only to find out that it's negative, which is great also. But you know what? Like you're saying, there's other illnesses that we're getting.
Yep.
So not everything is COVID. So, yep. I mean, this is insane. I want to move over now to violence, Kevin. And, you know, Banyan Health Systems is definitely 5 stars. We know, as we've said several times, that we're dealing with primary health care and mental health care at Banyan Health Systems. Can you go over some warning signs with us or some variables that can contribute to these horrific crimes that we are seeing nationwide? Talk to us, Kevin, because I'm really upset about what's happening. All our viewers, they're going to be watching you and that are watching you presently. I'm sure they're upset. This is a crisis. And I know that here in Miami-Dade County, Kevin, Banyan Health Systems can help us all. Talk to us.
Yeah, you know, and I think when we look at, we see the violence in our communities. It's across the board. We see, you know, every day you wake up to the news and you see about a shooting, right? And they go from the north part of the county to the south part of the county. The violence, the gun shootings has really grown over the years. You know, I always talk about this is the trauma is not just that individual. It's not just that family. The trauma is the family next door.
True.
It's the folks down the street. It's my neighborhood. You didn't expect for that shooting to occur. And it's happening everywhere. And so the trauma, and we talk about trauma-informed care, you know, this is about families and communities. People are impacted by it. Just like we talked about COVID with isolation, anxiety, depression, the same things happen with trauma. And so, you know, the one thing is, and we talk about this all the time, you know, a lot of times we ignore it and it takes us further down a dark path. We have to be able to acknowledge it, own it, and seek help.
I love it.
Because these are really traumatic events. And like I said, it impacts the community. It impacts the neighbors. Because absolutely. What you thought was, I can go walk down the street at night, and then now you had a neighbor, someone down the street that was shot.
You know? Yeah. It's almost like we could be prisoners in our own neighborhoods, and we don't want that.
Yes.
And so, you know, you have mentioned trauma. Would you say that there's a correlation between gun violence or any kind of violence? When I was advertising this interview, one of the people from Facebook wrote back to me. They said, you know, what about knife violence? What about other? I said, you're right. We, you know, violence is violence, whether it's gun violence or any kind of violence.
Right.
Violence is violence. And right. So, you know, we're totally against this. But would you say that one of the common denominators of the perpetrators of violence happens to be child trauma, perhaps, right? And maybe some other variables like violence in people's homes? Or how about bullying? Is that a factor?
You know, when you think about over, you know, and I always go back, you know, when you think about the last 10, 15 years, and especially with social media, how bullying has really escalated and the impact that that has on kids, right? You know, I think when we think about the impact that it has on our youth today, you know, everybody wants to feel like they fit in. And, you know, and I talked a little bit about the impact that COVID had, right? Not being in school, not having the socialization. But we've seen an increase in bullying. And, you know, back in the day, we would go to school and somebody may make a comment to us in school and you just went, whatever. But now it's 24/7 because of social media.
Exactly.
And the impact that that has on kids, right?
It's horrible.
Caused isolation, anxiety.
So when it causes isolation and anxiety, and take me through this, walk me through this, I'm sure our viewers are interested in hearing everything you have to say. So here you have a person, right? This person starts feeling isolated and depressed and sad because of the bullying. Right? Because of the violence in their homes, because of their child trauma, do they get the feeling of hopelessness and maybe despair? And maybe they start hating themselves. And then they're trying to say, you know, who is to blame for this? So they might think it's their family. So they go and they murder somebody in the family. They might think it's the school, the kids, the classmates for bullying them. So they might shoot people in the schools. I mean, it's almost like they take this anger, Kevin, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I'm assessing. That they take this anger, this self-loathing of oneself, self-hatred, and then turn it outwards. And that is not good. And that's why I love Banyan Health Systems. Because Banyan Health Systems, my friends, especially Miami-Dade County and in Broward, you are an answer to stopping this massive violence, especially, you know, that we're seeing, you know, nationwide. And that's why I said earlier, our viewers need to emulate and model what Banyan Health System is doing here in Miami-Dade County. Go ahead. You have the floor.
No, thank you. I mean, I think, you know, and, you know, I'm always one, I don't want to, I think there's so many aspects to when we see the shootings and that, there's so many pieces to it and it's very complex, you know, and, you know, I struggle because sometimes people want to put it all at mental illness. I'm not sure. I think some of the research and studies, yeah, there is some, but right. Also, you know, I'm not an expert in this, but I think that there's a lot of difficulty, you know, for kids. You know, the one part I know is with kids, and I say this all the time, when we see that kids having some traumatic event.
Right.
I always talked about this. It's not just a child issue. This is a family issue. And so how do
100%.
We, right? And so how do we really engage and give people the tools to be able to manage through this? Because it's traumatic for the family.
Sure.
You know?
I totally agree with you. It's really, really a scary situation. And you're right. I think your comment was very good about mental health. And, you know, not everybody has a mental health issue, but I think that at the point where you're going to kill somebody and you go, you know, you go do these mass shootings or one-on-one shootings or knives, like my Facebook colleague said to me the other day, I think that we also have to look at individuals that want to effectuate change. And they have so much anger because in many ways the system has failed us.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was talking to my friend of mine, Cairo, and she's bringing the world back to Florida, or bringing the world to Florida. And I want to introduce you to her, Kevin. And she does this like storytelling and about bullying and all this stuff, you know, and I'm interested in nonviolence as well and working with her as well. And Global Innovative Foundation and working with you, Banyan Health Systems. Nonviolence is another aspect of this. So here you have somebody that doesn't have a mental health illness, but they're so concerned about making a change, changing the conditions and the policies of our failed system. Well, they need to learn how to effectuate positive change using nonviolence. I'm a trainer, I'm a practitioner in that through Dr. King.
Yes.
You, as a clinical psychologist, how do you feel about what I'm trying to say right now?
No, I think you're right on. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, you know, I think back through generations of time, and you know, you brought up Dr. King, and you know, and we saw violence back then, but we saw people also stand up, looking at it from a different perspective, right?
Exactly.
Such as Dr. King.
Yes.
And it was about people trying to create a model of nonviolence, but sending a message, right? And how do we get back to that at some level, right?
Well, we got to start spreading it all around, everywhere. Right. We got to teach corporations, teach schools. So that's one aspect. But getting back to you with Banyan Health Systems, we need you so desperately. We're so happy that you've been here for so many years. And I'm hoping that this show, and I'm positive that a lot of our viewers that are here in Miami-Dade County in Broward will reach out to Banyan Health Systems. You know, my friends, we cannot stay silent. I'm talking to all our viewers now, Kevin. We cannot stay silent. Whether you're working in a corporation and something is just not right with your colleague next door, say something. You could be saving that person's life, my friends, and you could also be saving your colleague's life and maybe even perhaps your own life. What do you have to say about that, Kevin?
No, you nailed it. I think, you know, we have to, you know, I always say, see something, say something. And, you know, mental health, mental issues. And we see it. We see people depressed. We see people drinking too much. We see, you know, stand up, help them. Don't ignore it.
Exactly. And if we do ignore it, you know, I'm going to quote Dr. King. You know, he always said that, you know, we have to do something. Otherwise, we're going to cease to exist as a society, you know. And so we can't be killing off our friends or, you know, our colleagues, our family members. We cannot. This is not the Wild Wild West anymore, you know. So thank you so much, Kevin, you know, for doing an amazing job at Banyan Health Systems as the executive vice president, you know, for what you do in integrated healthcare. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Is there a last minute message that you would like to leave our viewers with? And before you say anything, I just want to thank you, you know, for bringing Banyan Health Systems to our radar so that we can perhaps use Banyan Health Systems as a one-stop resource for our primary healthcare and our behavioral healthcare needs, our mental healthcare needs. Talk to us. What's your message to our viewers?
Well, I first want to say thank you, and thank you for having me here this evening. And, you know, as I said earlier, we don't want to cut people off at the head. And that's why Banyan has really been a leader and really growing and developing the integrated model so that we really treat the whole person. And we have such an opportunity. And I think that we can, as a community, come together and help one another and support one another. And that's what Banyan is here to do for our community. So I just want to say thank you. And I feel honored and privileged to have been here tonight. I feel honored and privileged
that you're here. And I'm sure that all our viewers loved you. They're going to be looking up Banyan Health Systems, calling the crisis hotline as well. My friends, take advantage of what Banyan Health System is offering to all of our communities here in Dade County and in Broward. And again, to all of viewers in other states, look for something similar in your states that have the same focus of primary and behavioral health care to help you and your loved ones. Let's make our community safe, right, Kevin? Let's make them safer. Let's protect our lives. Let's stop all these needless, senseless deaths. So I want to thank you. A big hug to Sulema, your marketing director. I want to meet her as well. And we look forward to having you back, Kevin, with your colleagues on Point Richard Turgerman. Keep up the fantastic work. Banyan Health Systems, 5-star. Thank you, Kevin.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. And to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in to On Point Richard Turgerman. Remember that keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. Stay healthy and safe. We love you all and God bless you. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.